Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back. It is the third hour, the 1 p.m. hour. I'm Aaron Dyke, sitting in for Alex. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, he left sick earlier. But he called me into the break talking about the Rolling Stone article again. Their headline is Talk Radio's Alex Jones, the Most Paranoid Man in America. How Jones is trying to overthrow the global Stasi Borg state, one conspiracy theory at a time. And it's not entirely an unfair article. They did spend a lot of time speaking with Alex, trying to get to know who he is, researching his past, becoming familiar with his personal stories. And it's accurate in a lot of ways along those lines. But at the same time, it is a little silly because they're still denying reality out there, not talking about what's really going on in the world, trying to make us look kind of like little people here. When Alex has been so much on the cutting edge, on the threshold of knowing what's really going on, he's been proven right over and over. But it is kind of a positive progression overall. There have been a lot of hit pieces. Only a few years ago, you would see most of these articles completely attacking Alex and just trying to discredit everything he's doing. Now it's more in between the lines, kind of subtle, just trying to belittle the man because they seem to know they can't stop Alex. And he's just going to get bigger and bigger, especially as he continues to be right about so many of these issues. But mainly we want to talk about the Middle East today. And, of course, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, expert on the economy from the Reagan administration. We're going to talk to him all about oil, what's going on in the Middle East, and what it means for the economy, along with anything else he wants to talk about. His latest headline from today, The Perfidy of Government, Evidence versus Denial, basically about how our government has been treasonous, disloyal, has gone against us by allowing Wall Street to completely hijack the bailout for its own purposes and take over the wider economy at the expense of the middle class and ordinary Americans everywhere. Of course, gold is hitting a new high as tensions mount in the Middle East. That's Kurt Nemo's headline from yesterday. I don't have gold prices today. Can y'all pull that up? But he writes, once again, gold serves as a solid refuge for jittery investors as the U.S. and its globalist partners prepare to unleash the fury of NATO and the prowess of the U.S. military on Libya and thus begin a new round of tension in the oil-rich Middle East. Gold futures closed at a new record high, and of course that's what we expect to see, particularly when new pressure is put on oil due to Libya. Gaddafi the man, his son came out on the press and announced, declared that they were a very humble family, very humble means, that they had very kind of respectful means. But now they have in the Daily Mail, the dictator's dough, the astonishing wealth of Gaddafi and his family revealed. They're estimating that he has at least $30 billion of assets and investments that have been seized through various parts of the Western world, and that may only be the tip of the iceberg. No one is yet sure exactly how much the family owns. That's very interesting. And, of course, we have oil surging in Libya as an airstrike occurred very near to the oil terminal. This was breaking as only an hour ago. There was an earlier report regarding the rebels fighting Gaddafi forces over a Libyan oil port. Excuse me. And we're going to get more into that in detail after the break. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex. Alex will be back tomorrow, we hope, out with just a little flu bug. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up, InfoWars.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on March 2nd, 2011. I am Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow and feeling better, but that remains to be seen. Right now, we want to get more into oil and Libya, but first, I just want to mention on GCN Live, you will see Rolling Stone on Alex Jones, the most paranoid man in America. You'll also see on GCN Live, the perfidy of government, evidence versus denial. A thorough document from Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to talk to him about that coming up. There's also New Hampshire moves to criminalize TSA grope down procedures. You heard Paul Watson talking about that earlier in the program. That's Kurt Nemo, also at GCN Live, and so much more. But now we'll mention how there's been an airstrike near the oil terminal. And from what this report indicates, they did not actually hit any terminals, but there's certainly concern about the infrastructure as the fights go on in the eastern part of Libya. From Reuters, oil prices jumped to near 2.5-year highs on Wednesday after an airstrike near Libya's oil infrastructure kept the market braced for a prolonged disruption from the OPEC nation and worried unrest might spread to other regional procedures. It's hard to say if the Libyan government is trying to target oil infrastructure in the east or whether they're just targeting rebel-held areas, but the market's reacting to this threat either way. Gaddafi pledged in a fiery speech before hundreds of supporters he would crush the revolt against his rule. I don't know if it's just me, but it seems a little reminiscent of when the elder Bush told Saddam Hussein, don't you go after those oil wells, don't you set them on fire. Just kind of reminding us that it has very little to do with true humanitarian concerns, a lot more to do with oil and the dollar and world politics. We see rebels have been fighting Gaddafi forces over Libyan oil port. That's the earlier report from this morning. The opposition fighters fled and regime warplanes hit an ammunition depot on the outskirts of the nearby rebel-held city of Ajabaya. That's just a guess. I'm sure people familiar with Libya would know better than me. The forces seized the port, airstrip, and the oil facilities where about 4,000 personnel work. Those reports may not be completely up to date, but we do know that they are concerned about infrastructure and its effect on the price of oil, even as more than 140,000 people flee Libya, and we wait to see if NATO, United Nations, or U.S. will enter Libya under any kind of pretext, military, humanitarian, or otherwise. Already, oil has jumped above $100 per barrel. That's in the AP. From today, of course, oil prices again topped $100 per barrel Wednesday as fighting escalated in Libya and petroleum demand grew in the U.S. Libya is a major oil exporter to Europe and has been embroiled in a civil war that shut down oil production in many parts of the country. Libya's supply disruption could push oil to $130 a barrel. That's from a quote official in Reuters again today. Libya's troubles created the country's worst energy crisis in decades, and supply disruptions to world markets could push oil above $130 a barrel. Of course, you heard Lindsey Williams on the program in the last days and weeks saying that number will probably go to $200, according to his sources. We have Chavez from Venezuela saying that the U.S. is distorting the situation in Libya to justify an invasion, basically dismissing the humanitarian crisis concerns and the rest of it. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez claims U.S. criticism of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has a clear aim, military invasion. Let's not get carried away by the drums of war, because the U.S., I am sure they are exaggerating and distorting things to justify an invasion, Chavez said Monday, according to Venezuelan state media. The Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke there, saying the U.S. was exploring all possible options and nothing is off the table so long as Libyan government countries continue to threaten and kill Libyan citizens. I don't know if it is distorted, but we do expect the U.S. would want to be in the region, and that parallels with what Paul Joseph Watson has written about today, that the Russian military claims the Libya airstrikes against the protesters did not happen. They at least are saying that the claims that Gaddafi launched airstrikes against protesters did not happen, saying that it was a key event seized upon by the global media as a justification for a humanitarian military intervention, and that it was a hoax. That's very interesting. We'll see how the facts play out, but it's not, I wouldn't put anything past them. And, of course, it would be within their interest to further enter the region, even though Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has warned that we're already too overstretched in the Middle East, and then another country might be very difficult. That does tie in with Cameron backtracking on Libya's no-fly zone as the U.S. distances itself, stating that Obama has publicly distanced himself from Cameron's suggestion NATO should establish a no-fly zone over the country and that rebel forces should be armed. But, of course, nothing is said and done yet. I believe we have some callers on the line, if we could go to those. Do we have that? Anyone? Okay, Dave in the Ukraine, let's hear what you have to say.
Yeah, hi there. I just wanted to say that I think the whole thing with Google and the InfoWars is coming to a halt. They've seemed to be blackballing emails to InfoWars.com. I've wrote several emails over Gmail, and as a result, on a brand new email account, they asked me for my cell phone number and wrote the reason was because they had noticed suspicious activity. In all reality, I'd only written a couple emails from the account. One of them was to contest at Infowars.com. The other thing is I got someone at the site there to check the last video entries. I sent a video that I worked on for 2 weeks, and it didn't seem to make it in there. But it seems very real that Google's waging war on InfoWars. You might test it out yourself. As far as people that are worried about Google and their privacy, there's quite a few services out there that offer proxies, and they'll take care of that for you. So,
Yeah, thanks for the call. I'm not sure, of course, what's going on with the email itself. Of course, InfoWars has been attacked in the past and been sort of targeted by Google's latest policies. I'm not sure on that, but we will try to double check that everyone's been entered into the contest. Of course, the answer to 1984-1776 contest wrapped up last night, and I know Phil has been working hard on making sure everyone's in there. We're going to double back and try to make sure we didn't skip anyone over. So maybe you want to send us just a follow-up email on that. But Google, of course, is becoming more ever-present in our lives all the time. And the InfoWars mission is probably going to clash with some of Google's policies. Already they're delisting so-called content farming sites. I'm sure InfoWars could be targeted by that. And then, of course, Google is involved in the foreign policy, the politics of foreign policy we see. A caller mentioned earlier with Watson that he saw Eric Schmidt had been speaking at the CFR. I've also come across that Google is a corporate member of the CFR. So we know they're intervening in all kinds of things in our lives, and we will try to do the best we can to stay independent of that. And we'll see what happens from there. Do we have another caller? I don't have the list. Bill in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Hey, I just called to try to see if I could get Alex's proper address. I just sent him a package of material via certified mail, and I just got it back today. It's undeliverable. So could you give me his address I could get this to him, because I have criminal charges filed against some people in the IRS and a federal magistrate judge here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, so it is the P.O. Box number. Yes, sir, our mailing address is P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, and that is a USPS address. So if you didn't send it that way, but it sounds like you did, Bill.
Evidently, I had 10549, so. But anyway, it's a criminal action because they've been stealing money out of my Social Security benefit, and I wrote and told them, I showed them the law, and if you don't answer within 30 days, according to law, you acquiesce to everything that I stated. Well, they just ignore you like they always do. So I filed criminal charges in the courts of the United States at common law in Fargo, North Dakota, since I couldn't file here in Minnesota because one of the magistrate judges here in Minnesota is a defendant. And plus, I demand a federal grand jury investigation of the United States Congress and their criminal conduct for allowing these gangsters to operate within the United States of America. And I ask that the federal grand jury investigation not be limited to issues of the Internal Revenue Service. And I'm sending Alex copies of this stuff so that he'll understand.
All right. Well, certainly the IRS is criminal in so many ways, and we wish you well with that. Yeah, send us your stuff, and we'll take a look. But mainly that's between you and the courts. Do we have another caller? Mike, go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thanks for calling. I guess we're up against the music. Why don't you go ahead and hit us with your question, and we'll come back right after the break.
If anybody wants to be public for the UnitedStates.org to see about the Act of 1871 as far as creating the U.S. corporation.
Okay, we're going to be right back. Infowars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes filling in.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
Okay, we are back on this March 2nd, 2011 broadcast, and this is not the end, but it is pretty good music to come in with. At the bottom of the hour, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to give us his breakdown on the economy, the implications in the Middle East, oil, and a lot more. We just had a caller. I'm not sure if it was his connection or if he just wasn't too articulate. I know he was mentioning the U.S. as a corporation. Certainly we've been taken over by corporations, and I know a lot of the fine print, there's a difference between the United States of America, the United States, and the use of the commercial code, the Admiralty stuff. I'm not really an expert on that. I know a lot of you are somewhat familiar with that. Send me some information if you want. Certainly that's going on, and there's a lot of deception that's been standing for a long time. We're going to go to another caller. I just wanted to mention this odd-end item. The American Eagle Silver Uncirculated Coin, the production of the U.S. Mint American Eagle Silver Uncirculated Coins, continues to be temporarily suspended because of unprecedented demand for Eagle Silver Bullion Coins. So just another indicator of the pressures on the commodities market, on the pressures deriving from the collapse of the U.S. dollar and all the things going on with oil due to foreign policy in the Middle East. But right now, let's take another caller. I believe it's Jason in Virginia. Is that who's on the line?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, great to talk to you all. Love the work that you all do.
Thank you.
Follow it as much as I can. My question is, can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. In Alex's movies and other articles, you see you have your European Union and thereafter, the North American Union, African Union, and Asian Union. Is the uprising and what we're seeing now in the Middle East, is that will that eventually implement the African Union as the globalists continue to try to take over the world?
That's interesting. Of course, the African Union is already underway, and they have a body and a military force that does things in the region from time to time. I forget the exact name of it, but there's also been kind of a Mediterranean Union proposed as kind of a secondary union between, for instance, France and other European countries, along with at least some of the lesser Middle Eastern countries. And we don't know exactly what's going to happen with the Arab League body in the future either. But, yes, there are about 10 regions across the globe who will be kind of unified according to the areas. But it's all leading to global government down the line. I'm not 100% up to date on which union exactly is going to be brought into the Middle East, but I would expect to see possibly something like that. What do you think, Jason?
I think the exact same way.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. And let's take one more here from Ron in Seattle, I believe.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? I can hear
Hello,
you, Ron.
How are you?
Come through, please.
Okay. My question is this. I feel like I am a target for, I'm not sure, but it has to be a government something, conspiracy, whatever you want to call it. But I have a question about how would one get their house debugged, or two, prove to anybody that a mind control is a real situation, and that I am a victim. I've called the FBI, I've called my Congress, my Senate.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you a whole lot more. I would imagine that's a little difficult to prove. I'm not saying it's not going on. Certainly those kinds of things are going on. Is there some particular reason you believe you're being targeted?
My particular reason, well, I was in the hospital about 3 months ago, and it all started after that. I was in ICU for 3 days. And the reason why I believe it's Social Security is because they wanted me to call my lawyer to cancel my Social Security claim that has been going on for 2.5 years. I could have cared less about it until this all came about. And the problem that I have is proving it to people that this is real. You can't go to your family. I've already had the police out here once, and I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I need some help with this. It is a real system out there. I saw a blurb on one of Alex's media.
All right, Ron, we're coming up on the break. I'm sorry we're out of time. We're coming back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I wouldn't be able to help you specifically with that anyway. Good luck, and we'll be back at Infowars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes filling in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, we are back on Infowars.com, the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dykes filling in on this March 2nd, 2011, and I'm honored to be joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He is the father of Reaganomics and a former head of policy at the Department of Treasury during the Reagan years. He's a columnist, a former editor for the Wall Street Journal. He's testified on numerous occasions to congressional committees. He's written or co-written over 8 books, and his latest, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, details why America is disintegrating. Dr. Roberts, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you, Aaron.
Hi. Yeah, you may not remember me, but I was out there interviewing you, I believe, just over a year ago.
I remember so very much.
Nice to talk to you again. Well, if we could break down the oil price tensions in the Middle East and what you think is going on with Libya, or whatever else you'd like to get into first, sir.
Well, you know, Libya, if the revolution continues to succeed, we'll probably have a more complete revolution than Egypt. In Egypt, it was peaceful in the sense that the protesters or the revolutionaries did not bring violence to bear. And nothing really changed except one or two people at the top. The entire ruling class is intact, the bureaucracy is intact, the American embassy is still there. And so it remains to be seen where Egypt is going to be much different than before. In Libya, thanks to the Gaddafi's mistake, he's forced violence upon the protesters, and parts of the military have gone over to the revolutionaries, and many of the members of the Gaddafi government, including apparently one of his sons, have defected. And if this war, which is now going on, succeeds, the clearing out of the upper crust in Libya will be more complete, and there'll be more chance for real change rather than just another representative of the existing powers. So that's my my take on Libya. The oil price is being attributed to the discontent, which is widespread in the Middle East, and no doubt this is part of it, but it could well be another part, or the new investment devices that Goldman Sachs came up with in 2008 that has introduced massive speculation into commodity markets. Until just a few years ago, speculators in commodity markets had position limits imposed on them by regulation so that speculation could never determine the outcome of the markets. It was only a relatively small part of the participants. The market consisted largely of growers in the case of grains and producers in the case of oil. And the users, the cereal companies that wanted the grains, and the refinery companies that wanted the oil, and so speculators were just like a middleman to be sure that supply and demand stayed in balance. But with changes that Goldman Sachs got passed, the regulators, it then became possible for speculators to dominate the markets. And you may remember in 2008 when the oil price ran way up, it went up from something like $30 up to $140 something.
Right.
And there was no supply shortage. There was no increase in demand. It was all the result of this new financial speculative instrument that Goldman Sachs had got the regulators that it controls to approve. So now you have this new reason for prices to rise. In fact, that's what's happening to world food prices. That's why now there's so many people are starving due to the push-up in the grain price. A lot of people say, oh, it's all because of ethanol, and that's a part of it. But the main part is that the investment banks in Wall Street got the laws change so that speculation can now dominate the commodities markets. So it's another contribution that Wall Street has made to our welfare and the welfare of the world.
And it's amazing how the monster that created the true economic crisis just continues to thrive and take more victims. But we know there's oil's obviously going to go up in the short term, and we know it's tied to the dollar as reserve currency. Of course, that's been one of the biggest issues in the past 2 years. Where do you see the current stuff going on in the Middle East What do you see that affecting the long-term issue of whether or not the dollar can or will remain the reserve currency, and what else might come in its place?
Well, you know, Aaron, it's ironic. But if these rebellions, revolutions succeed in the Middle East, and these Arab countries actually get governments that are not American puppet governments, and that are not part of the American empire, and don't serve American hedge enemy in the Middle East, it could actually result in saving the dollar, because we might have to withdraw and give up the unaffordable effort that we are making to achieve military hegemony over the world. That's what's bankrupting us. That's what's bankrupting us, and that's what's driving the dollar down from all the money creation that's part of funding a $1.5 trillion budget deficit, of which $1.1 trillion is the military security complex. So if these lands succeed and they actually do get independent governments that are responsive to their own people rather than to Washington, it will make the American effort to dominate the Middle East redundant. It'll be finished. We won't be able to dominate it without the puppets. And therefore, that could actually help us save the dollar and change our whole approach to the world and scale back the military security complex and get the budget deficit under control. It would be a very good thing.
Well, that's certainly been the elephant in the room, but I would imagine we're still a long way off from scaling back that empire. But I was very encouraged that Ron Paul was not the only voice during the CPAC conference, which was around the time the Egypt stuff was unfolding, to call for scaling back the troops and suggest that maybe we shouldn't be subsidizing dictators only to replace other bad governments in the region to try to impose our will. What do you think about the calls that are at least on the agenda is something about cutting back this empire, if only for the debt and deficit sake?
Yes, well, you know, Ron Paul, I think, is a sincere person, and he's making the point from the standpoint of liberty and freedom. I don't know how many of the people who might line up with him will have that same motive. There are other motives that are causing people to become less tolerant of all the wars, and that is what's happening to the dollar, because some of them are beginning to realize that the power of the United States really rests on the dollar as reserve currency, and if they lose that role, we can no longer exercise the kind of influence and power we have. We would lose control of the international financial system. Some of them are also beginning to realize the implications of $1.1 trillion military security annual budgets when you have $1.5 trillion deficits. And the implication is, if you're going to continue to have that kind of a military security budget, you're going to have to act Social Security and Medicare. And so some people are already calling for that. So when they are presented with the notion that they're going to have to renege on benefits that the American workforce has paid 15% of their payroll for their entire working lives, mm-hmm. that they're going to take this away, why? So they can pay for wars? So that's producing others who come to Ron Paul's side of it. But that motive is different from Ron Paul's motive. He, I think, has a motive that it's just purely liberty and freedom. So we have others coming to him who are beginning to see that the cost of the wars may be paid by decimating Social Security and Medicare, and others who see that the war is threatening the dollar as reserve currency. So yes, a coalition could build, but it would be up against the very powerful military security complex, which can finance opponents in political campaigns of those people trying to reduce the war. And it's hard to say who would prevail in that type of a struggle. And also, I think the CIA is committed to the wars. And it's committed to the puppet governments because its influence is everywhere. It penetrates everything. And who knows? We may have other false flag events that make it impossible to curtail the wars because people get all enraged again. And we could have false flag events that make the politicians around Ron Paul who are trying to begin thinking about how to wind these wars down, to make them look like they're not patriotic or they're not aware of the real threat or they're not going to support the troops and the war on terror. So it's the game is far from over. You know, the problem, Aaron, is that those forces in the government that have these hidden agendas have gotten away with so much. They're very audacious now, and there's no end to their ability to pull off false flag events that would further their goal of continuing the wars and continuing the effort to acquire hegemony.
It's outrageous, but I totally agree. We would expect to see more false flag action, as you say, in the region to keep our troops overseas. It's just sickening. I feel like we should shift gears to get into your most recent article from today, The Perfidy of Government, Evidence versus Denial. And if you could get into that, sir, but along with the Pentagon, who's tried to blame parts of the 2008 financial crisis on supposed terrorists, on supposed hostile foreign nations, as if we don't know who's running the derivatives from Wall Street, from the City of London, and the other financial centers. Could you get into that, sir?
Well, of course, you know, it's bin Laden running the derivative market out of a cave in Afghanistan.
I don't even know how they can make that claim.
Yes, I'll be glad to do that. But first, let me say that I think the most exploited part of the American population is the military families. They're the ones who are being used for hidden agendas to fight wars in behalf of mega-rich armaments industries and in behalf of the neoconservatives' ideology of hegemony. And then no one is as brutally exploited in the United States today than the armed services and the military families. They're the ones who are suffering the most from the perfidy of their own government. Now, the column that you spoke about is simply just a book report on three books. I'm simply reporting the nature of three books, which I think would wake up any American as to what is happening in front of their eyes. One book is by Matt Tabby. It's called Griftopia. It was published in 2010. That is just a couple of months ago. And it shows the inside story of the financial crisis, how it all came out of deregulation of the financial market driven by Wall Street itself, the investment banks such as Goldman Sachs, and by the idiocy of top policymakers such as Alan Greenspan, the Fed chairman, the head of the SEC, Arthur Levitt, and the various secretaries of the Treasury from Rubin all the way through the current one, through Paulson to Geithner. And the policies of Greenspan are being continued by Bernanke. So what the story that Tabby tells is how our top policymakers and the powerful investment banks deregulated the financial markets so they could rip off everybody, and they succeeded. Massive fraud, massive criminality, not just on the part of the investment banks, but also on the part of the public policymakers, and no one's been held accountable. They got away with it. The next book that I take up is by Charlie Savage. It's called Takeover. Charlie Savage is a summa cum laude graduate of Harvard with a master's degree in law from Yale Law School, and he documents the destruction of the of American civil liberties and of the constitutional separation of powers by the Bush-Cheney regime. He goes through it and gives every inch of the story, shows who the culpable parties are, such as John Yoo and Bisbee. Bisbee is now a federal judge. John Yoo holds a tenured position at the Bolt School of Law at the University of California, Berkeley. And so we are now rewarding with prestigious positions the people who are absolutely inimical to American civil liberties and to the Constitution.
Okay, Dr. Roberts, we are hitting a break. We'll be right back on the other side. And certainly we're going to hear more about how government has hijacked for the interest of a narrow band of people at the expense of us all. We'll be back, InfoWars.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Day after day, alone on a hill,
The man with the foolish grin.
Okay, we are back in the last segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Any way you look at it, everything to do with the economic crisis was bending the rules for the benefit of a few elites. And now we're, you know, closing down on pensions, taking back things, as you point out, people put money into for decades, but they don't hesitate to give money to Wall Street, and that's just part of your article on the perfidy of government. But switching back to Libya, I forgot to ask you, do you expect to see a U.S.-backed intervention in the region, sir?
I don't know. I think that we'd probably like to do that so we can leave them with a puppet government. But unless, you know, Gaddafi can stall his own fall long enough for us to create all this concern about humanitarian lives and so on that we would use as a cover, it would take a longer period of rebellion for us to be able to get in there, in my opinion. You know, let me use our last few minutes to get to the third book.
Yes, sir.
Perfidy of Government, and that is the most remarkable book of all. It's by James Douglas. It came out, I think, 2 years ago, maybe three. It's called JFK and the Unspeakable. And of course, JFK is President John F. Kennedy. And what Douglas does is to prove beyond any reasonable doubt that Kennedy was murdered by the CIA. He proves this several times over. He proves it first with declassified top secret documents that have been coming out in over the years. He proves it by testimony of eyewitnesses who were excluded, whose testimony was excluded from the Warren Commission report, and who were silenced with threats all of their lives until old age when they had nothing else to live, and they came up and started talking, and there's so many of them, and the story is always the same. And he then proves it by overwhelming circumstantial evidence. And so we have a situation, and it happened in this way. Kennedy was brought face-to-face with reality by the Cuban Missile Crisis because he saw that he and Khrushchev were on the verge of pushing a button that would have annihilated the world, certainly the United States and the Soviet Union. And he was being pushed in that direction by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he resisted. And he found he was isolated in his own government, and he had to turn to Khrushchev through back channels for help. And Khrushchev was feeling the same pressures and having the same reactions, and realized sincerity in Kennedy and made the public announcement he would withdraw the missiles. And Kennedy made the public announcement the United States would not invade Cuba. Well, this incensed the military security complex, the CIA, and the Secret Service that was supposed to be protecting Kennedy, because he had already pulled the plug on the Bay of Pigs and not sent in the Air Force. He was trying to open connections to Castro. He had the nuclear test ban treaty with Khrushchev, and Kennedy was seen from within his government as soft on communism, a security risk, somebody who was selling out the country to Soviet deceptiveness.
Dr. Roberts, we're running out of time. We really appreciate you joining us, and I totally agree. There's so many hundreds of data points connecting the CIA to the JFK thing, including how they had a team on the ground during the missile crisis. We'll have to get into that some other time. The rebroadcast is starting right after the end of my voice. Alex Jones is on the show, Paul Watson, and we break down the Middle East. Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.